So YNW Melly caught a big W today. Now, the W that he caught, of course, see, in this case, they're trying to create pretty much Melly's defense is trying to create reasonable doubt, right? So they need ifs. They need sort of kindas. They need, you know, some of the prosecutor and their witnesses or their people that do tests and stuff like that. They need them to say stuff like kinda, sorta, or maybe, or I didn't have this, I didn't have that. Because that shows a lack of, like, you know, lack of the ability to prosecute. So pretty much what's happening right now, the people that actually supposed to do the testing on the guns that was actually used for the killing of the two fellas, pretty much the guy came out that, you know, his specialty at is pretty much said, hey, man, I couldn't do what I needed to do for my test because I don't know what type of gun was used. We don't have the gun. Now, that is a major, major factor within his case. So, you know, once he said he could, you know, he didn't have the gun or nothing like that, I believe the judge asked him, hey, okay, the judge or the prosecutors or whoever to question the guy pretty much said, okay, well, do you have an idea on what could have been used? He said, it could have been right there. That, you know, to the jury, that can create some type of doubt in which the guy said, yeah, I mean, you know, it could have been this and maybe of that, you know, just by looking at the previous documents and stuff, I can suggest it. You know, see what I'm saying? Those kind of like iffy words pretty much. So actually, I will play what the video exactly says right after the intro. Welcome back to Key Talk Media. This is your host, Key Talk. Check it out, man. All right. I'm going to get shout out to the notification gang, Key Talk gang, for rocking with me every single video. If you listen to my voice right now, go ahead and hit the notification bell so you get a notification every single time I drop a video. Anyways.
So, the first thing is I didn't have a firearm, so I can't know which firearm I'm going to use in order to replicate any of my tests. So I can't make tests for this determination because I don't know what firearm was used.
Okay. Do you have a overall list of potential firearms that could have caused the ballistics evidence in this or created the ballistics evidence in this case?
Yes. So in the I did use the projectiles and the visible characteristics from the cartridge case, and I ran the information through the general rifling characteristics database that the FBI initially made, and now it's being housed by the Association of Firearms Warrant Examiners. And it did come back with a list. It was a fairly lengthy list of firearms manufacturers. And so when the list contains that many, we don't typically report out a list of suspect weapons because it's just too many to report.
Now you know. If you look at YNW Melly's face, whenever the guy pretty much said they don't have the firearm and therefore there was a disruption in any of the tests. Actually, no disruption. They just couldn't do 100% some of the tests and have like 100% of the data that they actually need that would actually help out the prosecution. For one, I know the prosecution probably shaking like they head like, God dang it. And otherwise, you see YNW Melly kind of like when he said that, you know, kind of opened his eyes a little bit like, oh, okay, so they ain't got the weapon. Of course, that's like I said, that's a W for YNW Melly. But at the end of the day, this is still, you know, there's still a whole lot of information that the prosecutors got to give and also that the defense got to defend and try to create some sort of reasonable doubt for the jury. Now, as the case continues, I will definitely keep y'all updated. Now, and also, you know, there's another YNW boy that he's actually out, but he's actually charged with some of the murders they're saying as well. So we'll just have to see how that one goes as well. But as of right now, you know, YNW Melly, I believe this is a W for him. For today, we'll just see how the rest of the case goes. Let me know some coming down below. Let me know what you think about this entire ordeal. I'm out.